Welcome to The Point. I'm Mindy Todd. Later this hour, we discuss a proposed public art project in downtown Hyannis, and we talk with mezzo-soprano and Cape Cod native Andrea Baker about her new show, Sing, Sister, Sing. But first, it's been 5 years since the Hawthorne Art Barn in Provincetown was saved. The nonprofit 20 Summers renovated the barn so it could once again serve as a venue and inspiration for arts and artists. Next month, we continue our tradition of airing several of the events taking place in the barn, but today we discuss the expansion of the 20 Summers program. And joining us on the phone is Joshua Prager, one of the founders of 20 Summers. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And in studio with us, we welcome Kami Ives-Beck. She's the executive director of 20 Summers. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Josh, the barn was built by painter Charles Hawthorne at the turn of the 20th century, and its construction is considered the beginning of Provincetown's place as an art colony. Tell us a little bit more about the history of the barn and your efforts to save it.
Well, yes, you're correct. He built this barn in 1907 on the top of a bluff. It's now called Miller Hill. And he had the idea that he would open up an art school. He was an impressionist painter and the son of a sea captain. And very quickly, within just a few years, the Cape Cod School of Art was luring hundreds of students from around the country. And some of those students were quite famous. Hans Hoffman, Norman Rockwell, Lee Krasner. And the town really grew out of this very artistic and bohemian bunch. So it's not an exaggeration to say that the barn is ground zero of P-Town as an arts mecca and a bohemian mecca. And we were very excited to breathe life back into the space because after decades as an art school, it fell into disrepair. And we decided to create a nonprofit that would renovate the barn and then reopen it to the public as a really for an annual festival of the arts. And most of our events are concerts or conversations, but we have other things too that we can touch on later, I suppose, but all sorts of excitements like a play and a poetry reading and a barn dance and walking tours. So we're trying to be true to the legacy of the barn and also sort of bring it into a new century.
Yeah. And so, what do you think it is that makes this space so inspirational? I'm just thinking of when I was standing in there, it's almost like you can feel, this presence of all these great artists that worked in that space.
It's definitely true.
Yeah, well, I would just say what gives it its most special feature, I think, is its enormous window. It has a giant 15 by 15 foot north facing window. And so the barn is just filled with light even, at all points of the day. And that's why obviously Hawthorne built the barn there on the top of the hill where it had nothing between it and the light. But that light is still really what I think makes the space so special. It also has beautiful acoustics. And if you want to see what Provincetown was like 100 years ago, this is really your best chance, because even though it's just a few blocks away from Commercial Street, it's very simple. It's an old barn. It's just wood and glass, and the floor undulates a little bit, and things are not quite, it's not walking into Lincoln Center, and that's as it should be. So yeah. we're really thrilled to be its chaperone.
Yeah. Kami, what are your thoughts?
I mean, he definitely touched on much of it, but I mean, even if you go in now, I've had the honor to spend the past few days starting to prepare things and have the place to myself, and it's just, you look around and all the details, there's paint splattered still on the floor, the walls have this, like, incredible texture, and it's just, you feel inspired when you're in there, and the light from morning to night, during a storm, if it's sunny, it's just, it changes, and it really is the window, it's like a giant movie screen, but it's just beautiful nature surrounding.
Yeah. So how many months of the year is the barn utilized?
We get access to the barn for just this month, so from mid-May to mid-June.
What's the mission of 20 Summers beyond the events at the Hawthorne Barn?
Well, our events happen on the weekends, and then in between the events, during the weeks, we open up the space for artists to create in, to work in. So we have artists in residence during the week and events on the weekend. And, you know, we try to be, as I said earlier, kind of as true to the legacy of the barn as we can. So we make sure that we have painters in there. And in fact, we make sure that one of our artists in residence every year paints in the sort of tradition of Hans Hofmann, who's most closely associated with the barn in terms of being an abstract painter. But we also have photographers and all sorts of creative folks.
We had our first musician last year do a residency, which was really neat. And another part of what we do outside of our month of events is that we film and record all of our events, which we then edit and release usually early fall. And so we kind of, even if you've never been to Provincetown, you get this window into what's happening in the town as a creative place and also obviously the special Hawthorne Barn.
Now, you've expanded your programming into a new space in Provincetown. So tell us more about the studio space and the programming that you'll be offering there.
Sure. So the Hans Hofmann Studio was the West End home and art studio of Hans Hofmann. And you know, we've always wanted to expand our programming, but to keep it very true to our mission and kind of an organic extension of what we do now. And so this studio is a equally historical and beautiful space, and we'll be hosting the Overcoats, who are an electropop duo from New York. And so that'll be, it's a little bit smaller, so it'll be even more intimate than our Hawthorne Barn events, and we're very excited about that.
I'll just add to that that I actually wasn't convinced always that we wanted to expand. I love that we're just 1 month of the year, and I love that we were only in the barn. The barn was us, and we were the barn, and that was kind of our identity. But this place, as Kemi is saying, is very much organic to who we are. Not only did Hofmann live there while he taught in the barn, but also it, too, has a big, beautiful window so that an artist can sort of always have light to paint by. And so it even looks very similar to the barn. And so this seemed like a good fit.
Yeah. And there's also going to be walking tours, right? You're doing some walking tours?
Yes. David Dunlap, who's the author of Building Provincetown and also does the website, I don't know if you've seen it, that archives every single space, structural space in Provincetown. He'll be doing 4 walking tours over Memorial Weekend, which are all sold out, but which we're very happy about, and taking us on a journey around mainly on the east end of town past all the homes and studios of the artists, many of the artists who have spent time.
Is that something you're going to video as well?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe think about that for the future,
I mean, it's, we haven't
that
thought about
that. That is the only event we're not, but I was thinking about that today before we came on with you. It's kind of a shame. We should put on like a little video camera onto his head or something.
Yeah, a little GoPro. Yeah. So do you have plans to expand those tours further into the summer season going forward? Or, I mean, they're sold out pretty quickly. Seems like there would be an interest.
Yeah. Well, we were just speaking about this. And, I mean, David, if you're listening, we'd love to do that. Yeah. But, you know, our season is just for the month. But this is obviously something that's very popular and people want, it's great to see that people want to learn about the history of the town. And so we'd love to do more of them.
You mentioned the artist. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say one of the very special things about Provincetown, sort of, I live in Manhattan, but in contradistinction to, let's say, Manhattan, is you don't know what is going to immediately sell out. And a walking tour of art spaces might not sell out elsewhere, but in Provincetown, people really care about their history and about the art. So, you know, poetry and walking tours of art and artists in residence, we have these open studios with them. These are the kinds of things that people care about every bit as much as some of our events with bigger names. Like, you know, we have Isaac Mizrahi is coming this year and Dar Williams is performing this year. And yet, like, you know, I think maybe the first event that sold out were these walking tours. That was a wonderful thing for us to see.
Yeah. You mentioned the artist in residence program. So how does that program work? Who's eligible?
So at the moment, it's an invitation. We invite people to come and they get to live and work in the barn for the midweek days in between our weekend events. And we try to keep, bring a variety of artists that do different, like we said, mm-hmm. photography, painting, music. And this year, we're excited to have a local group of artists. It's three artists, Jorg Dressler, Patty Fitzmaurice, and Pete Hawking, are going to do a collaborative residency mm-hmm. together on our first week. And then we have designer Ken Folk, who's doing a retreat with his design team. And then photographer Ryan McGinley is our third one, who GQ has named the most important photographer in America, and he does incredible work. And then finally, Tamori Dodge, who is our official Hans Hoffman resident this year, an abstract mm-hmm. painter. And so they get the space for the five nights, and on their last evening, we do a free open studio that welcomes, you know, anyone, the community, people from afar, to come into the space and get to meet the artists, see what they've been working on, and really get to, you know, they come for the events, but this is an opportunity to experience it as the studio yeah. it was built to be.
So how do you find the right balance between local artists and those from far away?
That's a good question. Yeah. I can just say that not just in terms of the art, but we have, you know, when we were thinking about forming 20 Summers, the most important thing personally that motivated me was that the barn, you know, the barn that had really more than anything been responsible for turning P-Town into P-Town, that it would be open to local people. So we have worked hard to try to figure out how best to make that happen. And we try to also reflect that in our selection of artists. So we always make sure that at least one of our musicians is from the area. So Marissa Nadler is from Boston, and we've had many Boston musicians. And we do the same thing in terms of our artists in residence. We make sure that if, for example, one of our artists we reserve for someone who's painting in the spirit of Hans Hoffman, we also make sure that we will have artists who are of P-Town. As Tammy mentioned, we have three this year. So, you know, and we're open always to sort of going in different directions and exploring different things. In the past, we partner with different schools of art in town to open our space to them. But this seems a good fit, and we do it with our people in conversation as well. For example, this year, Michael Cunningham, who spends a lot of time in P-Town, he'll be in conversation with Daniel Mendelsohn. So we really do our best to make sure it's not only for P-Town, but of P-Town, mm-hmm. and certainly of the Cape as well.
And we'll have a link with more information about 20 Summers and the events taking place at the Hawthorne Art Barn at our website, capeandislands.org. Joshua Prigger and Kami Ives-Beck, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having us back.
Thank you.
Coming up after a break, a public art project in the High Arts District of Hyannis.